With me in the Caravia studios this afternoon is Sherry Beaudoin, here in advance of Mardi Gras to talk about the Arc of Acadiana and their annual Mardi Gras bead drive that they'll be having. So we can all have it in our heads to save those beads for a good purpose rather than tossing them or sticking them in a closet. And before we talk about the particulars of the bead drive, I'd like to ask you a bit about the Arc of Acadiana. I know you were here last year talking about the bead drive, but for those people who may know the name Arc of Acadiana, seen it on a sign someplace, but don't know much about it. Tell us about the organization, maybe just a little bit of its history here in our community.
Okay, yes. And Judah, thank you for having me again this year. I always look forward to come talk with you and the listeners. Arc of Acadiana was formerly known as Arc of Iberia. We originated in 1954 in Iberia Parish. Since then, we have blossomed into serving five parishes. Some of the different programs that we offer are employment services through our day program, waiver services with supported living and in-home, and our residential services. We also have two facilities, one in Iota and one in Bossier City, that we were state-run institutions and privatized both of them. Very proud of that, and both of those facilities are doing very well. We have, again, like I said, five parishes that we serve.
And who are you serving? Tell us about your client base.
Adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The majority of the clients are receiving what's called waiver services. The single point of entry for receiving services is through Office of Citizens with Developmental Disabilities. And so once they are diagnosed and then determined what program would suit them, then they go out into their area of where they live looking for what is a service provider to be able to give the needs that they would require. And so we are a service provider.
Well, describe some of the activities that they might be engaged in, some of the programs that some of these clients might mm-hmm. participate in.
Through our employment services, that's a day program. We are always looking for businesses to have contracts with. So some, for instance, we do janitorial services, shredding paper, even confidential shredding we provide at our day programs. We do recycling, and so we send out some of our clients with trainers to the facilities to gather their recyclables, bring them back to our day program locations, and then our warehouse crews process all of these recyclables.
We have a group of your clients come through here.
Yes, UL is
once every month or every couple weeks, maybe.
No, we're here 4 days a week.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they pass by our studios.
Yes.
Often.
So UL is a big supporter, and we recycle here a lot. The sustainability program here is wonderful working with us. Then, of course, in-home services. That's anything that a client may need, whether it's assistance. Bathing, cleaning their homes, getting out into the community. We are all about independent and community inclusion. So it's bringing them out into the community. It is bringing them to doctor's appointments. It's being able to teach them life skills. It's being able to teach them, you know, this is to be able to cook. Some of our clients, we provide 24/7 care. Round-the-clock care.
So there's a real range of services
yes.
and needs in that community.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And we always have felt that there are families everywhere that that are looking for providers to be able to assist them with caring for their loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you really focus on trying to make their lives as independent as possible.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. that is one of our programs. It's called Supported Living. Mm-hmm. And this is for individuals that are high enough functioning level to be able to live on their own, but they still need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
Well, and it's always interesting to hear the different focuses of the organizations like yours that are service organizations and working with populations that are needy, but how you all go about it and your particular way of delivering those services. And there seems to be a very very thoughtful, caring focus to your organization, very local in your your mission.
Well, thank you, and we feel so too. Promise you, we were built from families in Iberia Parish looking for someone and some entity to assist them with caring for their loved ones, and there was nothing, and that's how Ark of Iberia came about. And we are a chapter of the National Ark, so we take pride in being. Very compassionate in what we do in every aspect, whether it's a direct service professional that's working direct care in the home with our clients, or, you know, all the way up to our executive commander, if you will, in chief. Every facet of our organization.
Well, now let's talk just a bit about the bead drive, because it is a very important fundraiser for you throughout the year. What you're describing is not just accomplished with volunteers. You're talking about a lot of work and a lot of infrastructure needed in order to help some of these clients. So you do need the support of the community, and the bead drive is one of the ways that you've come up with to let the community help support you.
Right. And the bead drive is a means of employment for our clients that are attending the day program, which is, again, employment-related services. And so and we've always done this for many, many years. This isn't something new that we've just started. We've just been very focused on marketing and really getting out into the community and saying, hey, this is who we are. This is who we serve. And look, everybody goes to parades, and if you don't go to parade, you know somebody that's going to parade, right? Especially in South Louisiana, and we have beads, you know, out of the wazoo. So instead of keeping them in your closet or keeping them in your attic, you're actually able to donate. And with your donation, what happens once it gets to our facility is our clients are able to clean and process. They're counting, they're learning life skills, and they're also using cognitive skills as well, right? And even socialization, because as they're sitting around the table, I promise you, everyone loves the Mardi Gras beads because they're so colorful. And so as they're processing them and cleaning them, they're repackaged, and then we resell them into the community. And this work that the clients are doing, they're paid for this work that they're doing. It's employment services for them. They are unable to go out into the community and be able to attain meaningful employment. This is their meaningful employment. And so the community is assisting our clients with being able to be employed.
It sounds like the perfect project. It benefits everybody. It helps clean out our houses of these Mardi Gras beads. And it recycles, it gives them work opportunities, and it also benefits Ark of Acadiana.
Yes.
So a really incredible way to help all of us help each other. So you mentioned that the clients clean them, so we don't have to go through the process of washing them or cleaning them beforehand.
No, you do not. I mean, of course.
Unless they've fallen in the mud.
Yes, in the mud, or, you know, unfortunately in our area too, maybe lots of beer all over them or something like that. But no, we sanitize them because, again, I said, you know, we sell them back, so we sanitize them. And you don't have to scrub them or anything like that.
Okay. So the first parades are going to be kicking off this Saturday.
Rio.
So get ready with all of your, I guess, you know, sort of little garbage bags, bring them with you and stuff those beads in there. Don't just leave them on the street. And once, you know, you've sort of played with them and decorated your house a bit with them, you can give them to the Ark of Acadiana.
Right. And we are so thankful, so very thankful and grateful that the Lafayette Auto Dealers Association is again partnering with us this year. And what they do is they open their doors and they have bins, collection bins within their showrooms so that the community can donate beads there. They are making it very accessible for anyone in our area to just go into the showroom, drop off the beads, and then, of course, hey, isn't it tax season right now, too? Maybe you can do some shopping around for a new car. Yeah, we can't say how grateful we are enough for their participation in partnering with us again this year.
So if people would like to find out a list, and I'm sure there are quite a number, most of them do belong to this organization, but they could go to your website and you have a complete listing of all of the drop-off points.
We do. We have a complete listing of all the dealerships, and you can also drop off at all of our retail stores in all the parishes we serve. That's Iberia Parish, Lafayette Parish, St. Landry Parish, and Acadia Parish. But our website is www.arkacadiana.org. arcofacadiana.org, and we have all of the dealers listed there. And then, of course, with phone numbers if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm. So if you know of an ARC of Acadiana retail space, you could drop the beads off there as
yes,
well.
Yes, at our retail mm-hmm. stores.
Okay.
Yes.
And we do have one in Lafayette. Maybe you could tell people where that is.
We have one, yes. It is in Shopping Center, right across the street from Muni Golf Course on the corner of Carmel and Louisiana Avenue. That's our store that's in Lafayette.
So you can drop off beads, and I assume you all take other donations as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are always looking for donations for our stores. The only thing that we try and shy away from is furniture mm-hmm. Because it can be dangerous for our clients to be able to maneuver it and also the space that we have in the store. But everything else from jewelry, handbags, clothing, shoes, books, knickknacks around the house, and we are always at all of our stores in desperate need for boys and men's clothing.
We were just talking about that mm-hmm. earlier, how it's very difficult sometimes to find those. So especially boys and men's clothing, mm-hmm. if you have that to drop off at the ARC of Acadiana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that does get processed locally. Your clients do go through those. And,
that's right. Mm-hmm. We have a store manager in each store, and the employees that are in that store are all clients. They're all adults with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so, again, they're learning the value of assisting customers in a store, of keeping the store clean, of going through the clothing, being able to size. Well, what does a medium woman shirt mean compared to what a medium male shirt is? Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. learning as they're going through. And, of course, it's interaction with individuals that are coming in, for customers that are coming in. It's mm-hmm. socialization.
Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity to learn more about ARC, learn about your local retail, ARC of Acadiana, find out where they are, and you can drop off beads or clothing or any of the other items that Sherry mentioned. And if you are just tuning in, my guest is Sherry Beaudoin, who is with the ARC of Acadiana, and they are hosting their annual Mardi Gras bead drive again, leading up to Mardi Gras and the first parades kicking off, at least in the Lafayette community, on Saturday. And, of course, all over Acadiana, people are going to be having parades during Mardi Gras. So there will be lots of opportunity for bead collecting mm-hmm. and donation over the next
right.
few weeks.
And the drive itself, we're kicking it off on the February 22nd, mm-hmm. so this Saturday, and it's going through March 29th. So the dealerships are going to have that availability through the 29th. But after that, we always accept beads throughout the year.
So if you happen to open a closet mm-hmm. and discover a bag of beads down there, you could bring it to the ARC of Acadiana
yes.
at any time. Okay, so that bead drive goes on all the time, but it is very easy, and it's so many accessible drop-off points through March 29th. And by then, we've all gotten tired of the beads and mm-hmm. no longer decorating with them.
And spring cleaning is in full way. Yes.
Exactly. You've sent off a few to kids in college, and you have tons left. So you can donate them to the ARC of Acadiana. It helps you get rid of them. It helps supply beads for the following year, and it helps the clients, as Sherry was describing, in so many ways.
Yeah.
Helps them and helps the ARC of Acadiana continue its services in our community. Now, you mentioned that you do have a website where people can find out more about the dealership drop-off points. What else can people find out at that site?
Thank you for asking, because we have a wonderful website. All of our programs that we offer, we even have all of our events, all of our fundraisers on there. So any type of service or any type of question, all of our history is listed on there as well. All of our locations, that is on that website. And we are also on Facebook. So like us on Facebook.
And you'll get to know about activities coming up and
that's
events
right.
and just tidbits of information about the ARC of Acadiana. Again, the ARC of Acadiana hosting its Mardi Gras bead drive starting this weekend on Saturday, just in time for the parades, and going through the end of March. They are teamed up with the Lafayette Auto Dealers Association and so many drop-off points in this community. But like she said, they're in five parishes, mm-hmm. so you can drop off beads at any of those retail locations mm-hmm. as well. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for letting us know more about the ARC, and we look forward to talking with you perhaps throughout the year about some of your other activities. But that website is a great place to go for information in general and more specifics about this bead drive.
Yes. Thank you so much, Judith. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherry.